Hello, loves. Welcome to the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. I'm Megan Colleen Johnson, and this podcast is dedicated to discussing dominant cultural narratives and beliefs, what I call dominant dogma, how this keeps you from thriving in life and business, and how to overcome that dogma by living your freedom now. While this path sounds clean and straightforward, the truth is, life and being human is messy. So around here, we value the both and. We'll hold space for where you're at and honor the freedom you'd like to see and feel within yourself. Hit subscribe to stay updated. And for more information about me, my work, and to download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation, head to megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. Hello, hello, free thinkers. Today I am writing to you from the porch of our back house. It's still pretty cloudy following the many storms that have recently hit California, but just enough sun is peeking out, allowing me a calm moment outdoors. The birds are chirping around me. The hummingbirds are buzzing quickly from flower to flower. And for the first time in a few days, I'm not hearing sirens from flooding accidents and road closures. I feel the fresh air in my lungs, and I feel grateful. I'm also feeling more aligned and grounded due to the important choices I've made in the past couple of days. But we'll get to that in a minute. At this moment, in this point in time, just as I am noticing my inner and outer worlds, I encourage you to do the same. Notice where you are, the textures around you, the colors, and the sounds. Notice any emotions that are present in your system. And in this practice, I encourage you not to judge or label any sensation or object as good or bad. Simply notice, witness, and allow all parts of yourself and your experience to the table. This is a practice of personal freedom that you can utilize at any time. Today, I am changing course from what I previously had planned to inform you of a few changes I've decided to make on the pod. Kicking off the new year, I made the mistake that many folks fall prey to, overcommitment. In an effort to update the podcast, I decided to break our regular episodes into four unique types of episodes, three of which I have to write from scratch, and one that requires scheduling and recording alongside other humans who also have work, life, and relationships on their plate. To top it off, I added YouTube. While my vision for these goals was clear and felt really aligned, I did not take into consideration all the factors I should have. Specifically, my time and energy, which are still finding their groove in a new home, and are also being spread across a full load of graduate classes, clients, family, life, and building new relationships. In reflecting on this while writing future episodes, I kept realizing the disservice I was doing to you and to myself as the misalignment grew in my spirit. I knew what had to be done, and this episode is me acting upon that knowing. This is a realignment episode. So, what can you expect from the podcast and my regular emails this year? To align the podcast, YouTube, and my regular emails in a way that feels really juicy and exciting for me, and I hope it does for you as well, I will be switching the podcast to bi-weekly episodes with occasional bonus interviews, where I will alternate between evaluating a dominant dogma, like episode 46, then offering a myth, story, or dream that speaks to the freedom on the other side of that dominant dogma, like episode 47. These two types of episodes are such a joy for me to write, and I feel they give a beautiful window into some of what coaching with me looks and feels like. We hold space for the dominant dogma in your world, and we honor the freedom on the other side that you crave for yourself. You will be able to access these bi-weekly episodes via my email list, where they are fully typed out and sent to you, on podcast platforms everywhere, and as captioned audiogram videos on YouTube. A final encouragement. Just as I took the knowings from my intuition and made an action plan to realign my commitments, I encourage you to do the same. Notice where you have misaligned agreements in your world. This could be in work, in life, or in relationships. Those spaces where you feel tension in your world. What else might be possible? Is there a new agreement between yourself or others that would allow this situation to feel more supportive? And that is what I want to leave you with today. A short, simple, and crucial update to reset the foundation of this year's podcast structure so each of us understands our unique agreements in this podcast relationship we have together. As always, I would love to know how this episode landed with you. Shoot me an email at megan@megscolleen.com to fill me in, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Freedom is yours. Thank you for joining me for another Live Your Freedom Now podcast episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm always so grateful for a 5-star rating, and you can learn more about me, my work, and download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation at megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. I'll see you next time, and as always, freedom is yours.